with the...
You know what? That means a lot to me. I just want to say that. It means a lot to me to hear you say that, because the song, like I said, is a personal testimony. And, you know, sometimes it feels like what is special to you doesn't resonate with other people. So for you to share that with me today is very encouraging, and I appreciate that.
And the reason why I say that, because a very beautiful song, very prophetic song, and I believe a lot of people didn't get a chance to really hear that song. And I believe the second time around, this is just, you know, a gut feeling for me, but I just believe a second time around, that's the song.
Wow.
I really do. Now, on your project, Fidelity, why that title, Fidelity?
Because you know what I'm telling you? I'll tell you how I got that song. Well, there's a song on the record called Faithful, but I didn't want to call the record Faithful because it's been such an overused, although God is faithful, don't get me wrong, but there's so many, you know, so many records and so many songs that are in the logs that go by the, you know, like go by the title Faithful. But I had an incident where I was preparing to write my tithe check. And it was a really, 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 really big tithe check. And so I kind of stumbled through writing this check. And as I was stumbling, I just felt just so convicted. And it was like, you know what, God? I repent. Because you are faithful. You are faithful. You're faithful. And I just have to keep reminding myself of your fidelity. And so therein, the title for this new project was born, because I just want to focus on the various aspects of the fidelity of God, because he is faithful, even when we're not. The thing I love about him is even when we are not, a lot of times we won't give our whole testimony because we, you know, we won't put ourselves all the way out there. But the truth of the matter is much of what happens for us, it doesn't happen because we've dotted the I's and crossed the T's. It's simply because God is faithful. So that's why, you know, I just want to focus on God's fidelity to us.
You're a gospel-based balladeer based out of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
My next question, with the election of Barack Obama, what does that mean to a Desmond Pringle?
Well, let me tell you this. It means a whole lot because I was actually born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina. So I relocated to Chicago in the early 90s, but I was born and raised in South Carolina. And let me tell you, H.J., my elementary school was within 7 city blocks of the slave market.
Wow.
We took field trips as a second and third grader. We took field trips to the slave market. We took field trips to the plantations. We took field trips to the forts where the Civil Wars were fought. And so, I mean, there's still a presence of the Confederate flag. And as a second, fourth, and third grader, I had a very keen sense of the difference between me and my white counterparts. And I'll never forget, in my fourth grade class, my fourth grade teacher, who was a wonderful lady, she was Caucasian, of course, but she taught the class a song, I'm a Promise, I'm a Promise, I'm a Possibility, I'm a Promise with a capital P, I'm a great big bundle of potentiality, and if I listen, I hear God's voice, and if I trust him, he'll help me make the right choice. I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to be. And I can remember, as we sung that song, in my 9-year-old fourth grade mind, I was very conscious of the fact that, well, as a black boy, there are only certain things, only certain opportunities that are going to be available to me. Whereas my white counterparts, they had a blank sheet of paper. They could be anything. I was given a multiple choice list. Like, here, boy, choose from this list. I was very well aware of that. And so when Barack Obama, I would say in February of this year, because he and Hillary were still contending for the primaries had not happened yet. But anyway, I remember one morning I was watching an interview with him and Diane Sawyer, Good Morning America. And for a moment, I didn't even hear his interview. all I can hear resonating on the inside of me is hope is born, that whether he won the presidential election or not, that things had changed. There had been a shift where there was a new sense of hope. There was a new sense of possibility. And certainly now that he is president-elect and he's about to become the 44th president of the United States, that he is an African-American man, I am just overwhelmed with excitement about it. It speaks a lot. I just think it speaks volumes of possibility to anybody who has any kind of sense. It just speaks. And, you know, I'll tell you this. I ran into an old man a couple of weeks ago, 83-year-old man, and he was telling me how that just recently, since, you know, Barack Obama's presidential victory, that he has experienced young men, you know, teenagers and young men, giving up their seat to him on the bus. So it is a trickle-down effect. I believe that him being the president, I just believe that there are so many things that are going to come to pass because finally people who once felt hopeless have a reason to be hopeful. I know I was long-winded, but I'm sorry. I'm real passionate about this.
Hey, I appreciate it. Our guest, Desmond Pringle, the project, Fidelity, we will be looking out for it. And we wish you nothing but success, blessed success. And last time I talked to you, Desmond, you really, really did me a great favor. I asked you to do sing a happy birthday song for me. I don't know whether you remember that, but you did. You sung happy birthday to me, and I really appreciate that, man.
Amen. Hey. Well, listen, you know, what you do behind that mic every time you're on that mic, it is so important and it's so valuable. And I'm not saying that just because you're giving me airtime, but I was thinking today, even as we were A&R the project and how did I get ready to work with some people who I grew up listening to, I just remembered the profound effect that radio, gospel radio, had on me as a little boy, because that's all my grandmother listened to while she was doing what she was doing, you know, during the day. And so I appreciate you and thank you for sticking with it and you know, playing my music and all of the other, you know, artists' music that you play throughout your playlist. So thank you for being you and for what you do.
You're welcome. Desmond, again, thank you for your time. Our guest, Desmond Pringle, the new project, Fidelity, Desmond on Star 94.1.
Yes.